The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written Constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
And proven to be prescient as always, Jonathan, your predictions about Donald Trump getting the nod for the Republicans, it looks like it's coming closer to actual fruition, as the, Reince Priebus says he's the presumptive nominee now.
Well, yes. Well, there's no one left to oppose him, so I guess that means it's it. And I should say that a lot of the naysayers and the people who are in the Never Trump movement are increasingly dwindling in their numbers. So the good chance exists that by the time of the Republican National Convention, Donald Trump will be able to secure the support of virtually every Republican, as well as all of those who crossed over to vote for him from the independent camp and the disaffected Democrats who did the same. So the media tends to count him out as a serious contender to Hillary Clinton. And I think they are really mistaken here, because I believe his unconventional method of politics, his attack dog strategy, and his anti-establishment position is directly in contrast with Hillary Clinton's establishment politics. And the dissatisfaction with her that led to those supporting Bernie Sanders is still going to be there. And it's going to redound to the benefit of Donald Trump, perhaps enough for him to win the general election. It all depends. There's so much to be done between now and the general election, it's hard to predict. But I certainly think that those who are counting him out now are making a big mistake.
Well, the so-called smart people have been wrong about Trump every step of the way, and they continue to pronounce his imminent demise in the general at this point. We got Cheryl Chumley here from WND, and of course her book, The Devil in D.C. And Cheryl, you've actually covered some things about these so-called never-Trumpers, that they're Republicans or some branch of the Republican Party still maybe defecting to a third party or saying they're going to throw their weight to Hillary.
Yeah, it's getting really desperate at this point. I mean, you know, to say you're a Republican and yet would rather support Hillary over Donald Trump is just outrageous to me. But you have Bill Kristol, the editor of the Weekly Standard. You know, he's one of the strongest neoconservative voices out there. And he's been a diehard anti-Trump hater, or a Trump hater, for months now. But he still won't let that beast die. And he's calling on Senator Ben Sasse and Senator Tom Coburn to step up and make a third-party run against Trump. Glenn Beck, who's been a big Ted Cruz supporter for months now as well, at least he's come out and he said he's admitted that he's been wrong about everything in this election so far. But at the same time, he also tempered that and said, because Trump is the obvious nominee for the Republican Party, that the GOP is basically handing Hillary Clinton the White House. And it just seems like Trump has gone through one naysayer after another and has proven them all wrong. So it seems to me at least that the party should be uniting behind him at this point in time.
Well, in an election cycle where it's apparent on both the Republican and Democrat sides in terms of the people that are still participating, the outsider, even though Bernie's been in the Senate for a long time, he still has some outsider street cred in terms of his politics. But the people that are really enthusiastic in this race are tending to go for Trump or Sanders, and the establishment candidate of establishment candidates now is Hillary Clinton, an indiscriminate warmonger, not someone who's judicial in the use of America's military might.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's interesting to me to watch the Democrats and how that race has been progressing, because much as I detest Bernie Sanders' policies and his socialist way of thinking, if anybody has a valid complaint to make about being disenfranchised from the voters right now, it's Bernie Sanders. The Democrat Party is just so messed up with the whole superdelegate system. You know, I think Hillary Clinton could have just stayed home on the campaign trail and she still would be the nominee for the party.
Right.
And Bernie Sanders continues to be a major distraction for Hillary. And when we talk about party unity, although the emphasis is almost exclusively on the media focusing on the Republican side, the Democratic side's in disarray as well. They're polar opposites. I mean, you've got the young vote for Sanders, and you have the disaffected Democrats voting for Sanders, anti-establishment voter Democrats voting for Sanders. And then you have older people who are voting for Hillary Clinton. And there's really not that much when you take the superdelegates out. Among the popular vote of Democrats, there's really not much difference in the numbers between Hillary and Sanders. So there's a great divide there. And Hillary Clinton has to try to unify her party. She's mm-hmm. tried to do it without success all along by reaching out to the liberal wing of the party and by pledging herself to be more of a communist than Bernie Sanders. But it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked. And that's a huge problem for her, because it means that people will not enthusiastically vote for her. And they're counting on Trump being able to galvanize Democrats to rally around Hillary. But they're presuming Trump to be a certain kind of general election candidate. And no doubt, as he's done all along, he's going to defy prediction. And
you
that's going to screw up their calculus.
Yeah, I think so. And I found it interesting recently that Trump said that he would much rather face Hillary in the general than Sanders. And I thought that was an interesting insight into what he perceives as well as a genuine groundswell for a candidate that is actually liked versus Hillary, who is kind of universally not liked. Even the people that are just diehard Democrats kind of hold their nose up and go, well, she's our gal, but because we don't have another option, or they perceive no other option.
Well, Sanders may be a dreamer, but he doesn't have all this negative baggage behind him. Hillary Clinton has so much negative baggage that you could spend an entire election cycle alone unloading on all of the awful things that she's done. And there's no shortage of people who will stand up and condemn Hillary Clinton for hurting them, for victimizing them, and for being complicit in their victimization. And, so there's a lot of trouble for her. She thinks that the baggage is solely Trump's that she can deal with. The problem with that is that Trump doesn't care. The problem with her is that she has to care because she's the establishment. The benefit of being Trump is that you're not the establishment. You weren't in government. Anything you say about Trump goes to issues related to his character, but he's been telling it like it is. The vast majority of voters say he tells it like it is. So regardless of what you think about his marital history or girlfriends or whatever, in the end, that doesn't amount to a hill of beans. What really does amount to a lot are when you abuse public office for your personal gain, when you violate the Espionage Act, when you are derelict in your duty and allow people, Americans, to be killed in Benghazi, when you lie under oath, when you lie to the families of those who died in the Benghazi attack. These things are big deals because they're part of her public office. They're predictions of what she will be like. So I think on balance, I think Trump is going to make it through, and I would not be surprised. Would not be surprised like most of the pundits are surprised. I would not be surprised if Trump is the next president. But there's a long way to go, but I would not be surprised.
Now, Cheryl, recently, and this relates to Hillary's scandal, if you will, the potential indictment over the emails, I think a hacker of some kind that's in prison right now said that he had gained access very easily to this. I don't know if you've been able to follow this story, but another twist to it.
Yes, actually, that came across my desk earlier today about the hacking group was easily able to break into Hillary's private server account and so forth. And that is certainly going to bear on people's minds as she gets pulled into court and possibly deposed by this latest Judicial Watch Freedom of Information request, where they want to question Hillary Clinton's aides. But now a judge has just ruled that they may, in fact, be allowed to question Clinton. And I'm certain that these types of issues are going to come up, because she's maintained all along that her private email server is not a risk to security, even though America sees that as just totally counter to logic, because all her Secretary of State emails were on that server. And so I think that's probably going to be a factor where it's going to show that that she was irresponsible with her emails, that she opened America up to security risks, and that even if a third-rate hacking group can get into it, what about China? What about Russia? What about our other overseas enemies?
And there's a big problem here, Robert, which is that she's effectively taking the position that she's above the law, that she's not accountable under the law, under the Espionage Act or anything else, that she could do with top secret and confidential emails of the United States government what she pleased to do, but that others in her own State Department that she had supervision over and referred to the Justice Department for prosecution under the Espionage Act, they could not. So there's a double standard. I'm above the law. And, of course, fundamentally, that's a big, big problem. That's an election problem. That's a legal problem. She is not above the law. If there is an attempt not to allow an indictment to proceed against her, it will be an obstruction of justice. The evidence is overwhelming that she has engaged in violations of the Espionage Act, and there should be a trial on the merits. But the big thing is that from her vantage point, she does not have to account. She is above the law. Whatever the law is, however it was employed against Petraeus or anybody else who allegedly violated the Espionage Act, that's not her concern, because she doesn't have to account, she thinks, for the same violation.
All right, well, we come back. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here. Jonathan E. Mord on the Robert Scott Bell Show, along with Cheryl Chumley from WorldNet Daily. And, of course, the book, if you haven't gotten it, The Devil of D.C. We'll see if we can chew him out and get some good things going on here. All right, I'll ask Cheryl a little bit more about this attempt by other Republicans to challenge Trump, even as he's the presumptive nominee.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I don't mind it when the political elite squirm a bit. Absolutely. This is the year of the outsider, and we're doing a little political healing as we do each week with Jonathan Emore and Cheryl Chumley. Up next will be Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Cheryl has an article about this, the Never Trump group, from the traditional, let's say, Republican side of things, albeit the neocons. Do you think, Cheryl, that there's a serious effort here to draw a Republican that's in elected office to run against Trump as an independent or a third-party candidate?
Yeah, I mean, Bill Kristol is pretty adamant, and this isn't something that he just came up with in the last week. He's been pressing for this all along. But if you go to his Twitter account, as I did, and I quoted some of his tweets in my story, just in the last few hours, he's pushing hard for a third-party candidate to step forward. He's naming them. He's linking to their own Facebook post, the senator's Facebook post, where they suggest that a third-party candidate needs to come forward as well. And then you take that along with, you know, both recent President Bush's coming out and saying that they refuse to endorse Trump. There's other key Republican leadership on Capitol Hill who are hesitant to endorse Trump. And what you get is a concerted conservative effort, to keep anyone but Trump from winning the White House. If you're Trump, to be honest, this is probably a good thing because it only furthers that whole outsider type persona that you've been making the case for over the last few months. But it's kind of a nagging, pain that your own party is so adamantly opposed to you that they can't even stomach the idea of offering you an endorsement as you run against Hillary Clinton.
And Jonathan, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, not ready to sign on to the presumptive nominee yet?
Right. And Donald Trump retorted rather quickly that he was not yet ready to sign on to Paul Ryan's agenda for the governance of the country. I think that this is all basically background noise, and I think it's going to go away. The reason why I say that is I can't conceive of anybody in government, and that's who these Bill Kristol is appealing to. I can't see any of them running in this election as an independent, leaving their party and running as an independent. It's just an invitation to be slapped. I mean, it's just not a good situation. If you run as an independent, you'll be labeled as an establishment person. You will get the splatter pattern that comes out of the vigorous fight between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and be asked to state your position on each of these points. And you're not going to get any money. The money is not going to be there to support a third-party candidate because most of the moneyed interest people have already resigned to the fact that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. And they're pushing instead for trying to work with Trump, which is what they should have been doing all along. And so I don't really see that this is going to amount to anything. I would be flabbergasted if someone who's a conservative and in government runs as the third-party candidate. Maybe they'll get some dark horse, but it's not going to amount to anything. But if it's going to be someone with a name who's in government, very unlikely. And on the left, I don't think it's going to happen either. I don't think there's going to be an independent candidate from the left to challenge Hillary. I do think Hillary will be indicted before the general election, and I do think that there is likely to be someone who will parachute in, maybe a Biden or someone like that. But it's likely going to be disastrous for the Democrats.
So you don't think that Bernie would be waiting in the wings if Hillary's indicted? They would try to go to an establishment candidate like Biden?
Well, I think it's possible, but I really think there's going to be a huge rift if that happens between those who would want someone like Biden to come in and those who would want someone like Sanders to take it. And I think that the same people who are now supporting Hillary would support a Biden. And I believe that the party itself, which is, you know, the superdelegates, would all be in agreement that someone other than Bernie has to take on Trump because of the fact that they are as fearful of an anti-establishment Sanders
right.
on the left as they are fearful from the conservative side of Trump.
Yeah. Incredible season this is, the year of the outsider. Absolutely. Cheryl, what are you working on this week? Other stories coming up?
Well, I think I'm going to be following this opposition movement against Trump for a while. I think that's going to be the big underlying story in the next week.
Okay. Well, we'll follow up again with you, obviously, on that and everything else. I hope all y'all out there are reading Cheryl Chumley's articles at WorldNet Daily. And if you haven't gotten her new book, The Devil in D.C., it's available on Amazon as well and through her website. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Jonathan E. Moore continues with us from the Sacred Fire of Liberty. After this, we'll be joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. We'll talk more about that. And Trump apparently wants to audit the Fed within the first 100 days. That's interesting news as well. All right. Stick with us. Lots more broadcast healing to go of a political level after the break. Thanks, Cheryl.
Bye now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Jonathan Emord is here. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We open it up. And, of course, Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And he recently basically took over for Ron Paul, which is an amazing thing that that has occurred there. And the work that they do is something that if you're not already a member of the Campaign for Liberty, highly recommend it. Participation is great. It's optional, though, because they believe in freedom. So, Norm, welcome back, my friend. And, of course, Jonathan, ready to rock and roll with us here on some political healing issues. We're going to get back into the Trump thing momentarily, but I do have to ask both of you about this article from The Hill that says the Social Security Administration is making moves or overtures to block the mentally ill from purchasing guns. And on first level, you go, oh, of course, everybody would support that. But then there's some hesitancy. What would be the reason why, Norm?
Well, I think that the reason is that when people say that, they think of cases like Sandy Hook and the Batman shooter, and they say, well, yeah, these people were, you know, supposedly were in counseling, and of course you want to put them on a list where they can't have firearms. But the real problem, though, is the definition of mental illness is very wide, very broad, rather, and can actually be bent and shaped and changed very arbitrarily. And for example, if this had been in effect prior to 1973, anyone who was an out-of-the-closet homosexual would be banned from having firearms, because up until that point, I think it was 73, the official diagnostic manual of the American Psychiatric Association actually defined homosexuality as a psychiatric disorder. Today, there are those within the profession who attempt to define adherence to certain political beliefs, which just by sheer coincidence happen to be those on the libertarian and conservative side of the spectrum, as indicating some sort of sociological maladjustment or psychological problem. Some religious beliefs, traditional Christian beliefs, are defined as the same thing. I would encourage your readers to look up the work of the late Dr. Thomas Shaw, a libertarian psychiatrist who wrote a book called The Myth of Mental Illness, and did a lot of great work explaining how the subjectivity of modern psychology lends itself to the profession being used as a tool of massive civil liberties abuse, and to further those who would want to use the power of the state to silence dissenting views, and also just punish anyone for being eccentric or having a choice of lifestyle that maybe make people in their community uncomfortable, or it's just frowned upon.
Yeah, we had a case just this week I reported on of a woman, I believe in Colorado, where a judge ruled that the child needed to be in CPS, or Child Protective Services, custody, and there was no abuse. The only thing was that the child mentioned chemtrails at school, because the mother looks up in the sky and sees this crisscross pattern and says, I'm concerned about what they're spraying on us. And that was enough, because of her belief in chemtrails, to take the child away. And there are a lot of scientists on this planet that are looking up at the sky and going, there's something going on up there. So there's an arbitrariness to this. And Jonathan, you know, whoever controls the definitions, of course, can rule through the judiciary in this way.
Well, that's right. It really is difficult to, before someone has been declared mentally ill, to have the government sit in a position of saying, well, that person is mentally ill, that person is not. And by declared, I mean adjudicated. Not that some psychiatrist or psychologist thinks that you're mentally ill, but that you've gone through a trial on the merits and you've been determined to be incompetent and have to be subjected to state control. In those instances, a person loses their liberty. And that has unfortunately been a long tradition, and it has been abused. And even that power has been abused grossly. With people in the old days, you know, were sterilized in large numbers if they were thought to be loose in their sexual mores, and they were deemed to be mentally unfit. The problem with the definition of lack of mental scruples by other people is that it is so hard to objectify these standards, and people invariably insinuate their own prejudices into the judgment. And that's why giving the federal government this power is just gross.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Norm.
A very famous case of that, which I'm sure both of you are aware of, is that Joe Kennedy had one of his daughters lobotomized because she was behaving like one of the Kennedy men in terms of her, social life.
Yes.
And that was, back then, that was apparently a accepted way to deal with women who didn't adhere to the double standard that at least the Kennedys practiced.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Norm, go ahead.
And the other question that I think is interesting is where does Social Security get the authority to do this? You know, they're supposed to administer a program for disability and send out checks. I know that under the Medicare program, especially the home health component, there has been in the past attempts to really extend that to encourage home workers to look for signs of elder abuse, or the guidelines have been if you see a senior citizen residing with his relatives and you're on a visit and they have a fight or there's alcohol in the fridge, that could be signs of mistreatment. But, I don't know where Social Security would get the authority.
Well, Norm, I mean, this is the federalization of medical care, much less health insurance, if you can call it health insurance, has been disastrous for so many reasons. Why I've opted to opt out of this, and I believe that inevitably the bankruptcy of these systems will force everybody to opt out, whether they want to or not. But that economic thing keeps getting pushed down the road as they, you know, continue to do the low interest rates or the printing of money or the digitizing of money. So the reality of cause and effect is kind of kept from the people in this case.
Yeah. Well, of course, we do see the bankruptcy of Obamacare. They can't build a website. They can't administer a healthcare exchange. The insurance companies are starting to leave, and right now they're faced with a choice of either take illegal subsidies or abandon the system altogether. And yet we're giving the same government power to say to an old person, I don't mean to be politically incorrect, or someone on disabilities.
Yeah.
That I'm sorry, but we, for whatever reason, we've determined that you're a threat.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, Jonathan, what do you think about this to solve the healthcare crisis? Let's open up the floodgates of immigrants from India. All homeopaths from India can come to America because we need you.
Well, there's a solution.
I mean, it's crazy. We've got the system that blocks innovation and healing and holistic healthcare.
Yep, we have government-run riot. We have an overabundance of people who think that they know better than you do how to run your life. And that is a recipe for totalitarianism, and it's just horrendous. But it is here, definitely here.
Well, and today, ironically, our friends at the FDA announced a regulation aimed, of course, for the children, but aimed at saying that e-cigarettes fall under the bill was they passed back in 07 put nicotine, classified nicotine as a drug regulated by the FDA, and now e-cigarettes will have to classify or will fall under that.
That regulation and the warning signs and labels. Also, guys, listen to this. This week, just this week, Johns Hopkins released a report through the British Medical Journal, and it's been picked up by mainstream media, acknowledging that modern medicine, medical errors, third leading cause of death. 251,000 Americans die every year due to medical errors. Again, this is a monopoly system. This is the only system that is endorsed. And if you decide to take your money and service and say I want services elsewhere, again the idea of medical kidnapping of kids, they'll take your kids away because you don't want to risk them dying from medical error, the third leading cause of death acknowledged now.
Yeah, some 200 over 200,000 people a year are dying in the United States due to medical errors.
251,000. They said 700 people a day, Jonathan. I mean, you want to talk about what other industry would be allowed to continue one more day, much less absent congressional hearings with a death rate like that?
They vastly exceed the definition of an inherently hazardous industry.
yes.
You know, I mean, you fireworks and manufacturing of explosives and transportation of highly flammable chemicals and transportation of weapons grade plutonium. None of this rises to the level of proof of inherently hazardous activity than conventional medicine.
It's stunning. I mean, yeah. it really is stunning when they talk about we want to protect kids, we want to protect American health. The FDA is looking the other way, and we've known about these annual rates of death since the Starfield report was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association year 2000, listing 106,000 to 225,000 Americans dead each year. Now, this only goes on top of that, 250,000 Americans. So when they say they're about protecting the health of Americans, a forked tongue is an understatement.
Look, if you're going to go into a hospital, you better get ready. I mean, it's mm-hmm. worse than being sent to do battle in Kandahar, somewhere else in Afghanistan, or in Iraq. Probability of your succumbing to a medical error is so high that you have to worry not only about the disease that you have, but about the diseases that you might get, mm-hmm. and the abuse that you suffered from the disease may be only a subset of the abuse that you're going to get at the hospital as they try to cure you of that disease.
Yeah. Not only that, I believe in Canada, I reported on this, 10%, fully 10% of the girls that are getting the Gardasil vaccine, that's the HPV shot, are ending up in the emergency room within 42 days of that shot. 10%. That's
wow.
A lot. That, I mean, and they're saying that number is low as if that they're proud of it. So when we come back, Norm, I want to talk about Trump and the economic situation.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, with some of the presidential candidates this election cycle, we had a fairly clear view of their economic leanings. You know, on the Democratic side, it's very obvious. On the Republican side, it was a mix from, you know, Rand Paul, who comes from the school of thought that the Fed is not necessarily a legitimate constitutional body and wants to free up economic, competition, even for currency, to those who fully endorse the neocons and others that fully endorse the Fed as the guiding light for our economic policies, and somebody in between. Where Trump sits in this, I'm not real clear, but Norm, you've got something, and I don't know if you got a blog on it at the Campaign for Liberty about him saying that within the first 100 days, I've heard that he would audit the Fed. So is that a good sign? Are we sure?
It's a good sign, I think. At the very least, it shows that he understands the necessity and the popularity of this bill. And of course, at Campaign for Liberty, our attitude is we want the people to agree with us and understand the philosophy, and then they can make the politician follow. As Milton Friedman once said, the goal shouldn't be to just elect a Congress full of good libertarians, it's to be to create a political environment where even the bad guys have to vote with us. And he said in the past that he supports audit the Fed, and he's made other favorable statements about monetary policy. Unfortunately, he's also yesterday or today, made some statements a little bit inconsistent with what he said in the past. In the past, he's admitted that low interest rates are good for the government and good for people like him, developers and business and businesses. But he has also today said that he liked low interest rates were a good thing and that he liked debt, even though just last week I heard him talk about our deficit being a bad thing. So he's kind of tough to get a hold on. The only thing that I think, though, we do know, and I'm not endorsing or opposing any candidate, I'm just going to say that I think that we also know, though, the economic philosophy of his likely major party opponent, and I think we know that she will most likely not sign an audit the Fed bill.
Right.
And we also know that she's not going to be a big fan of cutting spending, cutting deficits, cutting debt. I think that the fact that she's not the centrist that her husband, at least, was forced to govern as after 94,
right,
is an open secret, and it's not just because she was forced to the left by Bernie Sanders. I think that she is, at heart, at least when it comes to economics, much more of a true believing progressive than
right,
her husband.
Hey, Jonathan, you know, one of the things that's seemingly most popular about Trump is his stand against globalism, wanting to bring the America first, bring jobs back home, and I think that is supportive of good economic policy overall for those that mostly need it.
Well, these trade deals are horrendous grants of intrusive power to foreign countries to manipulate our economy. And he may have various other reasons for his opposition he's articulated, but in the end, if we're going to have a free market, we want to steer clear of these alliances that restrict our hands and put upon us huge costs to bear for the rest of the world. We shouldn't be doing that at all. We should be an America First type of country, but we should also harbor free enterprise within our borders and get rid of all the socialist elements that this administration, the Obama administration, has pushed and had a regulatory agenda to advance through the Environmental Protection Agency, the Federal Trade Commission, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the Federal Communications Commission, and the Food and Drug Administration. It's been one big disastrous encroachment on private enterprise, and it'll be good to see if you know we can change that under a Trump administration.
All right, guys. Well, listen, great. When we talk about the political healing, I think the discussions we have are great. I appreciate you, Norm, and of course, Jonathan, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Until next week, we get together again. I've got lots more healing to go next hour. Biotech and vaccine giants, what do they have in common? You might not like it, but we're going to talk about it. And six things about getting older that don't suck as well. That's going to be fun. We'll talk to you after the break. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.